Holding the image of your hand in your mind's eye, imagine that you are examining it through a high-powered microscope. You no longer see smooth flesh, but a collection of individual cells. Moving closer, you can see long chains of smaller molecules, then separate atoms, which have no solidity at all. You have arrived at the boundary between matter and energy. At this level, you see that everything you once took to be solid is just energy trails. Now you start sinking even deeper into quantum space. All light disappears, replaced by yawning chasms of black emptiness. You are in a place where not just matter and energy are gone, but space and time as well. You have left behind your body as a space-time event. There is no such thing as before or after in this region. You are everywhere and nowhere. Has your hand ceased to exist? No, you haven't gone anywhere. The whole notion of place and time simply don't apply anymore. All the grosser levels of perception are still available to you, quantum, atomic, molecular, cellular, connected by invisible intelligence to the place where you now find yourself. Ponder this exercise for a moment to absorb its lessons. Number one, the three-dimensional body reported by the five senses is a mirage. Number two, every solid particle of matter is composed of more than 99.999% empty space. And number three, the void between two electrons is proportionately as large and empty as the space between two galaxies. If you go deep enough into the fabric of matter and energy, you arrive at the origin of the universe. All events in space-time have a common source outside the reality we perceive. Beyond the quantum, your body exists as pure creative potential, a multi-layered process controlled by intelligence. Now examine your hand with a new understanding. It is the stepping-off point for a dizzying descent into the dance of life, where the music fades away into the silence of eternity. And this dance is you. Exercise 2. Closing the gap. Now that we have touched that level of quantum space underlying all physical existence, I want you to become more comfortable there. Imagine two candles on a table in front of you. To your eyes, they appear separate and independent. Yet the light they cast fills the rooms with photons, and the entire space between them is bridged by light. Therefore, there is no real separation at the quantum level. Now carry one of the candles outside at night and hold it up against a background of stars. The stars may be billions of light years away, yet at the quantum level, each star is just as connected to your candle as the second candle in the room. The vast space between them contains waves of energy that binds them. As you look at the candle and the distant stars, photons of light from both land upon your retina. There they trigger flashes of electrochemical discharge that belong to a different vibratory frequency than visible light, yet are part of the same electromagnetic field. Therefore, you are another candle, a star whose local concentration of matter and energy is one outcropping in the infinite field that surrounds and supports you. Think about this organic connection between everything in existence. The lessons of this exercise are: Number one, no matter how separate anything appears to the senses, nothing is separate at the quantum level. Number two, the quantum field exists in, around, and through you. The field is your extended body. And number three, each of your cells is a local concentration of information and energy inside the wholeness of information and energy of your body. Likewise, you are a local concentration of information and energy in the wholeness, which is the body of the universe. Exercise 3. Breathing the field. The quantum field is transcendent to everyday reality, and yet it is extremely intimate to your experience. to fetch a word from your memory, to have an emotion. These are events that change the entire field. At its finest level, every physiological process registers in the fabric of nature. Here's a simple breathing exercise that can give you a remarkably vivid experience of this phenomenon.